I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your Tuesday host of Chico Now on 104.5 FM and 9:30 AM on KKXX Christian Talk Radio. You can also find us on KKXX.net. So if you want to learn about the show or any of your hosts or any other shows that we have on this radio station, please feel free to visit our website, kkxx.net. And we are here today with my friend Justin Margolis from Valley Oak Children's Services. Sometimes it takes me a minute to think about that. It's a mouthful, Valley Oak Children's Services. And I really like having him come on because he is a voice for fathers. And we have a lot of moms out in this world, and we have a lot of parenting activities that mothers, they're both people specific, but mostly attended by mothers. And I think that it's very few and far between that we have father specific activities. So I really, really, really like to have Justin come on to tell you about what's out there because you can't go to it or send your sons or your nephews or friends or neighbors to these activities if you don't know they exist. So why not use this platform to spread fatherhood? Kids need their dads, boys and girls both. They need their dads. And you know, there's all those statistics out there, but one of them is that there are less negative outcomes for boys when they have a father in their life. So they're less likely to go to jail, they're less likely to embezzle, they're less likely to do whatever it is that would be a negative behavior if they just grow up with a father, even if that father's not all that great. So you might not like the guy, you might be divorced, or you might not like your son-in-law, but his involvement in his son's life is a big deal for who that son becomes later on, even if dad isn't someone that you care about. So we just got to suck it up and make sure that dad is involved with their kiddo. So Justin,
yes,
tell us a little bit about yourself before we start talking about the events that are coming up.
My name is Justin. As you mentioned, I work for Valley Oak Children's Services. I am a full-time single parent. I have two kids. Only the youngest is at home. He's 13. His name is Devin. I also go to school to become a social worker. And I run a few programs within the community of Chico, Orville, and Greeley, basically Butte County, on, as you mentioned, father engagement, ways to get parents more active, ways to strengthen families in our community, just ways to really be more active and the parents kind of really have a voice and really shine in their moment. I love being a parent. I love working. I love being out and about and doing radio shows like this. Again, thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to use my history, experience, and everything to do some good within the community, within families in the communities as well.
Yeah, well, all your passion.
Yes, that's true.
That really translates into it's a big deal when someone is passionate about what they do. They do good work.
Thank you. Yes, I agree.
All right, so we have a father-child engagement activity coming up.
Yeah, we, as you had mentioned in the open, there's a lot of activities for mothers and their children. Yesterday I was at the library and they were doing reading, but it was all moms and there maybe one dad. And so what I've been really trying to do as a single dad, I've noticed that there's not a lot. So having an activity night for dads and their children, at times the dads can make it, which is generally later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to take place March 23rd, 6 p.m. at the Valley of Children's Services office. We have a lot of activities. It might be painting little piggy banks. It could be popsicle stick houses. I'm really trying to perfect these things called edible water bottles, which I'm not that great at yet. It didn't come out perfect, but use a couple common cooking ingredients, and they make these little edible water bottles that you can kind of take with you.
Aww, yeah, kids love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so it's a lot of hands-on and just really a way for dads to have this time with their children doing an activity that they can kind of make bond a little bit better. And kind of, as you said, it really goes a long way in the outcomes of their children.
Yeah. Well, I've noticed as a therapist with my job that dads often feel like mom intuitively knows how to play, but dad is going, okay, well, what do I do? He just kind of wants a little bit more direction. Yeah. How do I play with this kid? Like, once I figured out how to play with him at that age, now he's a new age and it's all new interests.
Yeah, and a lot of our play is, you know, it'll be throwing a ball, basketball, something like that, where now the play could be different of building something, making something small, like these little close interactions instead of other stuff. I mean, I play with my son all the time. He walks by me, I might trip him or tackle him or wrestle with him, things like that. He's 13, and we like to roughhouse, but there's also something very special in, you know, building something together right there and having those conversations as well.
Oh, yeah. So what are the age ranges of the kids? So dad is bringing his kiddo to this father and child activity.
Yes.
How old would the kid be?
Probably up until 10, 12 maybe. You know, teenagers might be out of the range a little bit. But we, you know, if a dad wants to bring his 9-year-old, his 2-year-old, or whatever it may be, more than welcome to.
Okay, so the activities are activities that a 2-year-old can and would enjoy as well as an older 8, 9, 10, 11.
Yeah, we have a lot of activities that we can choose from.
Oh, okay. So it's not just one.
No.
Okay, so we are going to commercial break. And when we come back, we'll talk more with Justin Margolis from Valley Oak Children's Services. Please stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your Tuesday host of Chico Now on 104.5 FM, 9:30 a.m. And also, I'm your Monday host, but on Mondays we talk about psychotherapy-related topics. We've been kind of on a field of trust and infidelity, commitment, etc. So since this airs on Tuesday, you would have listened to it yesterday on Monday. So if you missed it, then please feel free to visit our website, kkxx.net. And click where it says podcast. The drop-down box will come down. You'll choose Chico Now, and that will open up a new screen that shows each day of the week's choice. And so the top choice, helping people, is the one that you will want to pick to listen to yesterday's show on relationships. But today we have Justin Margolis from Valley Oak Children's Services. We were just talking about a father engagement activity night that's coming up on March 23rd at Valley Oak Children's Services offices. So Justin, if somebody wants to go to that, would they RSVP? Would they just show up? How do they say, this is for me? What step do they take next?
Ultimately, if someone just shows up, we will take them. We would love to have people RSVP so we know, you know, snack-wise, if we need a certain amount of, you know, child care. Because I know that people become their kids, but I also like to have someone assisting me as well. But it's just good to know.
So if 3 families are coming, you could probably just handle that solo.
Oh, yeah.
But if 12 families are coming, it'd be good to have a couple more people in there helping them out.
Right, to help assist and help guide in case, you know, because I can't be at all everywhere to answer all the questions. So
right.
It'd be good to have someone there to help me.
So how would someone RSVP?
They could either give me a call at 530-899-4940, or they could email me. My email address is kind of long, but it's jmargolis, M-A-R-G-O-L-I-S, at valleyoakchildren.org.
Okay. And Valley Oak is up there on Cohasset.
Yes.
Kind of over by, that Thai restaurant that I love.
Makayla Thai.
Yeah.
So good.
It's my favorite one.
So good.
Their red curry chicken is my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. It's 3120 Cohasset Road, Suite 6.
Okay. So then you have Parent Voices.
I do. Parent Voices is a parent-run, parent-led advocacy group. What we do is we try to empower parents to advocate for increased funding for child care, to update the state medium income guidelines to today's standards, and to really help parents have a voice in child care. A lot of parents receive child care subsidies so they can go to work, so they can go to school, and without that, they would be unable to.
Their entire paycheck would go toward...
Right.
Child care, and then they still can't pay their bills.
Right, it's really expensive, really expensive.
I have a 3-month-old. I understand how that goes.
I know. My child just aged out, which, you know, at 13, you get off the program, but, you know.
Wow, up until 13?
Up until 13, yeah.
So that is neat.
13th birthday, it's like 12 years old, 364 days, you're good. That last day, see you later, bye.
But they're old enough to stay home.
They're old enough to stay home.
Or go to the Boys and Girls Club.
Exactly. So, you know, they're good at that age. We just like to help parents have a voice because what we hear and see a lot is, especially recently with the minimum wage going up $1, what happens is a lot of parents now went from $9 to $10 an hour. That affects their eligibility. Now they might have a parent fee. They might not be able to afford that parent fee. And so what Parent Voices does is we want to talk to those parents. We want to bring them in and meet with them and get letters, have them advocate, show the state legislature and government why it's so important that they update the guidelines, because the guidelines today are from about 2007, 2008 maybe. And so the state median income then was, what the guidelines is 42,000 some change, which today would be 52,000. So a lot more parents would be eligible and be able to afford it, not have these high parent fees.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so
that makes sense.
They're trying to do a lot of changes. But,
and you're empowering people to speak up for themselves.
Yeah.
Not wait for somebody else to speak on their behalf.
Right, because I can't tell your story better than you can tell your story. And that's what we see. I can go there and say, hey, this parent is struggling because of this, but it's way more impactful if there's a letter from this parent, if they're there face-to-face with the blue Parent Voices T-shirt on, saying, I need child care for my children. I need help. This is why, because I work, because I go to school, because I don't want to be on the system. I want to show my kids how important it is to advocate, to be responsible.
Oh, that's so awesome. Isn't this just the coolest guy? All right, guys. We'll be back after this commercial break. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, talking with Justin Margolis from Valley Oak Children's Services. Stay tuned.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And we're here talking to Justin Margolis with Valley Oak Children's Services. He's telling us all about the different events that are coming up through their agency. Valley Oak Children's Services is a nonprofit here in town who has many different services. They're working very hard to help the kids in our community and the families in our community. So, Justin, you were telling me before we started the show today about the proposal that you have going on. Tell the folks about that, because I'm really excited about that. I think that's really cool.
I'm excited about it as well. This is something that's really near and dear to my heart. Not that anything else is less, but this holds a special place. Last year, we went to Maryland and were trained in something called Inside Out Dad. And so what that is it works with fathers who are incarcerated to be better fathers and still be able to be a dad to their children, even though they're incarcerated.
Wow.
But, yeah, what happens is a lot of dads get incarcerated even before, and the relationship with their children suffer. Mm-hmm. And so they're not able to be there. But what this Inside Out Dad program does, it really teaches fathers to kind of work on themselves, work on the relationship with the mother of their children, and to work on the relationship with their children. So although they are not there physically, they still have a positive influence. They still can have a role in their lives. They can still be there and have those positive outcomes.
That is so cool. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about how it works. What is that?
It's a 12-week program, so I'll meet with them every week. And it's just a book that we kind of go through step by step. It will talk about their fears. It'll talk about their strengths. It'll talk about themselves, where their parenting styles come from. It'll talk about ways to kind of work with the mother. Because, you know, traditionally, mothers are like the gatekeepers. They kind of mm-hmm. are in control of a lot of stuff.
Especially if you're in jail.
Especially if you're in jail, you know, because then they think, oh, your dad, you know, he's in jail and he's not here for you. He's a bad influence. So it really kind of works on that relationship and showing them that, yes, you are in jail. You're not there. But, you know, you need to learn how to work with the mother to kind of remove those barriers so you can still have this influence and still be there in whatever capacity you can be. Because mm-hmm. you can't be there physically 100%, but it's still important to have something going on in that arena.
And, you know, that sounds also like you're giving them the ability to learn how to communicate mm-hmm. with other people in a healthy way. So even though it's directed toward mother and toward child, the animosity that might be there between he and the child's mother, it's still teaching him how to communicate with someone when there's animosity, how to communicate with someone when there's shame or guilt or blame.
Yeah.
And so that's just really, really cool.
It's, you know, I mean, from, you know, in full disclosure, my oldest son was born while I was incarcerated. Mm. And so that was a very, interesting time because I couldn't be there. There's nothing I can do, and I paid a penalty for that in ways, because then she was like, your dad is not here, your dad, you know, is in trouble, if he would have done this differently or that differently or whatever. And it really sets the stage for a lot of things going forward, and to be able to say, yes, I've done these things, and yes, I might have made some mistakes, but I still love my child, I still want to be there, I still want to do the best I can, goes a lot way and goes a long ways. And even in the end, you can always tell your child that, you know, I did what I could. Yes, I might have made a mistake, and this, you know, I've made up for that. I've done right.
You've atoned.
But I'm still here for you. I still want to be there and do everything I can. I think that goes a lot further than giving up and feeling hopeless and not mm-hmm. feeling like there's anything you can do. Because a lot of dads, they end up feeling hopeless. They're like, oh, the mother's not going to let me do anything. She won't let me see my kid. It's hopeless. I'll give up. And now you have another fatherless child out there.
Mm. Yeah. And they stay gone. So if people have, if someone who's listening thinks to themselves, whoa, I know someone who's incarcerated, or I know someone whose significant other is, how would they reach out to you? How would they get involved in this program? How would they spread the word? Like, what is the next step? Or is it even off the ground yet?
It's proposal's been written. I've met with the Butte County Jail or Correctional Facility sergeants. I've went through the whole process, just waiting on fingerprints to come back to get that clearance to make sure that everything's okay. I think right now what we're going to do is start with dads who are on house arrest or ankle bracelet monitors to kind of pilot the program.
Okay.
Just to make sure how it goes. So a lot of the dads that we're working with won't be in custody 24 hours a day. So if someone out there knows someone that is a parent that might be on ankle bracelet monitor or house arrest that's going through the sheriff's office programs, they can either probably contact the sheriff's department. I think it's the ACS, Alternative Custody Services. The okay. S might be wrong. But contact them and say, you know, this I'm really interested in trying this out. Like, I really want to be in the life of my child. I really want to do some positive things, and see if they can get on that on that list. Because what we're doing, as soon as everything, the clearance goes through, then we'll start vetting the potential dads and seeing like who are the best ones to do it. We can take up to 10 people probably each round, and round one hopefully we'll start with the next month or so.
Whoa. Okay, if people have questions or they want to learn more about any of the events at Valley Oak Children, how do they do that?
They can go on the Valley Oak Children's Services webpage, which is valleyoakchildren.org, or the Facebook page for Valley Oak, which is the same, Valley Oak Children's Services, or Butte Parent Cafe. Between all those, there's a wealth of information, or the Butte Parent Cafe webpage as well.
And they can contact you guys through all of those.
All of those. Yes.
All right. Thank you, Justin, for coming on.
Thank you.